Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We honor the name of Jesus upon our lives, even this morning and afternoon, all over the face of the earth. The name of Jesus, highly exalted. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as we share your word, pray that the entrance of the word of God will bring light and understanding into our hearts. We give you, Lord, all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to get into this pillar of wisdom today, discretion. Don't want to make it too much of a long room. Discretion today, we've been talking about the pillars of wisdom. And let's cover discretion. Discretion is a pillar of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 21. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 21 talks briefly about discretion. My son, he says, let my words not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Discretion is mentioned in connection with wisdom. Let's look at some of the qualities of discretion. It is the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. So discretion is the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense. It's also the quality of knowing and being cautious regarding divulging of private information. It is the ability to divulge information about a situation or a person only on a need-to-know basis. Need to know. They don't need to know. You don't need to tell them. Discretion is what gives you the ability to know what to say and what not to say, when to say it and when not to say it. Now, a tale bearer has no discretion, but will reveal things intended to be secret. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 13. Proverbs 11 and verse 13. We're going to talk a little bit about discretion and talebearers. A talebearer revealeth secrets, he says, but he that is of a faithful spirit that has discretion concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. We covered counsel yesterday. But today, discretion and talebearing and need to know. The effect of the words of a talebearer, according to Proverbs 26 and verse 22, can be very grievous. Well, what's a talebearer? Well, a talebearer is somebody that carries news, you know, all over the place. Most of the time, not even pleasant news. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, Proverbs 26 and verse 22, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. That's the words of a talebearer. Well, a talebearer is one that has no discretion. They go about telling things that, one, is none of their business, and telling it to people that it is none of their business as well. How do you stop a talebearer? Well, Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 23. The way to stop talebearing and a talebearer is to not even, you know, give them the satisfaction, but give them a serious look. He says, the north wind driveth away rain. So does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. A talebearer is also a backbiter. You know, backbiting means you're going behind somebody to say something contrary about them. You know, behind their back. The way to stop that is an angry countenance. You know, don't even give them the opportunity to think that they've got a listening ear. That's how you stop talebearing, you know, and that is very important. The quality of being cautious or reserved in speech or action, that's discretion. Being cautious, being reserved in speech or action. Again, discretion can be defined as the freedom to decide or choose what you want to do. I mean, what should be done in a particular situation. That discretion is also that. And discretion, again, is the ability to make responsible decisions. Responsible decisions. What about the quality of having or showing discernment or good judgment? That's also discretion. I mean, there's so many ways that we see about discretion here. Discretion, when people talk about discretion, some people say, well, use your discretion. Well, use your discretion means, well, use that quality of knowing what to do in a particular situation. You have the choice of what to do. And there's always a choice of what to do. God is the one that gives discretion. Just like all the other pillars that we have been talking about so far, God is the one that gives discretion. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 26 will tell us that God is the one, is the source, you know, for discretion. We're going to get more into discretion in a bit. I'm just giving some of the definitions. You know, for the Lord will instruct him to discretion, and the Lord will teach him as well. So we see that God is the one that gives discretion. Discretion is a companion to knowledge, as we find in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, discretion is a companion to knowledge. Now, all of these pillars are companions to each other, no doubt. Because this one calls it out, he says, you know, give subtlety to the simple and to the young man knowledge and discretion. You know, that was the reason why he wrote all these Proverbs. So you see right there, discretion and knowledge side by side. We've already covered knowledge, and here is discretion right along with it. Use discretion to guide your affairs. That's written in Psalm 112 and verse 5. Psalm 112 and verse 5. We use discretion to guide our affairs. And is a person void of discretion, you know, will not guide his affairs wisely. A good man showeth favor and lendeth, he will guide his affairs with discretion. So use discretion to guide your affairs. Now, many things can be said about discretion. You know, Jesus himself, you know, he said something in the book of Matthew chapter 7 And Jesus is talking for three straight chapters. He has been talking about many things, you know, and here he's going to give you a secret about discretion. You know, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, this thing that Jesus is talking about here is discretion. You need to have discretion to know what to disclose to whom. You know, don't just open your mouth and say everything to everybody. You know, sometimes you can, you know, if you tell the wrong person the wrong thing, it will come back and bite you. Do not give that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine. You know, there are some times that, you know, some of the most precious things, you know, do not need to be told to certain persons because they just trample them under feet. You also need to know how to discern what to tell to this and what to tell to that. You know, that's discretion. Some people don't think of it that way, but it is definitely discretion. I mean, a woman that does not have discretion, let's see how she's depicted. It's a very sad thing in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22. Now, this one is way out there, the way it describes it. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22. Now, we know that both men and women need to have discretion. And this is not calling anything out on women, but it's here in the Bible. It says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. I mean, so, you know, a woman may be beautiful, they may be elegant, but, you know, if they don't have discretion, it says, it's like putting jewels, you know, in a swine's nose. Remember I said, don't cast your pearls before swine. You know, so it is important. I mean, discretion is so important. You know, let's talk about need to know, which is discretion. You know, when you talk to somebody or somebody talks to you, let's be guided by the need to know principle. If they don't need to know, then you don't need to tell it to them. And some people may not understand what that means. You know, but being in information technology and around information security, you know, most of my career, the guiding principle around information security is called what is called need to know. You know, also, you know, working in healthcare for most of my career, you know, not as a healthcare provider, but as a technologist enabling, you know, healthcare providers to do their job effectively, you know, we are guided by government rules such as HIPAA. Some of you might have heard about it. And we're guided by rules around PHI, which is protected health information. We're guided by rules around PII, which is, you know, personally identifiable information. Now, all of these things have, you know, requirements, restrictions on, you know, that give rules around need to know. There's some information that people that don't need to have it should not have it. In other words, even for them to do their jobs, give them the minimum required information. Information that can be tied together to identify somebody is called a personally identifiable piece of information. and even information about someone's healthcare must be protected by their health providers and it must not be shared at random. Well, you know, many people don't know about that, but it is the law of the land, actually. And, you know, people just talk about things anyhow. You know, these things must be protected. Information should be shared only on a need-to-know basis. You know, when you're trying to tell somebody something, think about it. Do they need to know? If they don't need to know, then don't say it. You know, and what is their purpose, you know, in saying it? Many people are misguided in this area. They just talk about things anyhow. You know, even, you know, if you are teaching or giving an example and you need to give an example in a particular case, that information should be shrouded and presented in such a way that information cannot be traced to any particular person. You know, let alone you speak and identify persons to others of whom they don't need to know. For example, if a person goes to another to tell of a situation and say, oh, you know, this thing happened to this person or that other person. Now, if we're asking them to pray for prayer, you know, that's good. If a person is going through a difficult time or they're experiencing some tragedy in their family and we bring that to a prayer meeting, that's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, just random talking that reveals private, what should have been otherwise private information to a third party that has no business knowing that is a lack of discretion. You know, that's very important. A lack of discretion is what causes all of that. And, you know, it starts small, but the next thing you know, it actually leads into, you know, areas that are undesirable. It's called tale-bearing. Tale-bearing is going about telling information about people to people that don't need to know. You know, the worst thing that can happen is a minister that is supposed to have privileged information. You know, even in the secular world, they have privileged information. Attorney-client privileged information. Health provider and their patients privileged information. Those information should only be shared for the purposes of, you know, giving them a better outcome. Or only be shared for the purposes of getting paid from their insurance or what have you. But you can't share that information. You can't put that information on public, you know, public display. You know, I have been to buildings where, you know, they put in on this display, like a medical facility, you know, and they put on display, you know, the current status of a patient so that people can see, you know, if they're waiting in the waiting room. I've actually been there and I've observed that waiting in the waiting room to see, you know, where the patient, let's say someone went in for surgery and people are waiting to see, you know, what their situation is. You know, that information is usually couched. They would just put a number, some generic number, which nobody else knows except the person that has that number. They're not put a name there, you know, that this person is now in recovery. That would be a violation of HIPAA, you know. So they'll just put a number. This person, those of you who work in healthcare, you know what I'm talking about, you know. But among the body of Christ, we don't seem to observe these basic principles because we are lacking discretion. you know, those people, they're guided by the Lord to use discretion and to do disclose on a need to know basis only. Even when they want to put out information, they have to shroud it in a way that only the person that needs to know knows what it is. You know, so, you know, we need to take a lesson from that and learn about need to know. Need to know is so essential. Other aspects of discretion is making good decisions. People that don't use discretion in analyzing all the facts, they will not make good decisions. And discretion also has to do with choices. What to do in certain situations. You know, when you hear the statement that says, use your discretion, well, that means you have the capacity to make a decision or to make a call what you are going to do, whether yay or nay, whether go in that direction or not. Or, you know, sometimes they say, well, it's at the discretion of such and such. I mean, somebody may use their discretion to even, you know, offer a what might be an advantage to someone else. They can use their discretion. Managers can use their discretion sometimes. They may be allowed to use their discretion to give what's called discretionary benefits. You can do that. You know, maybe they're allowed to give discretionary time off, you know, when somebody, I know that in my business, which is IT, you know, sometimes system engineers have to work around the clock to make sure that computer systems are working right. And managers have the discretion at their own judgment to give compensatory discretionary time off. You know, again, it's in their power to do that. So that's an aspect of discretion that shows you that a person can use their judgment to do something. You know, that's also discretion. You know, there are many aspects of discretion that we have covered today. But I want to go now into some benefits of discretion. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, we're going to read verses 11 and 12 that talk about, you know, some of the benefits of discretion. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 11 said, discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil men and from the man that speaketh froward things. Even discretion will keep you from not lending your ear to things that you don't need to hear. You know, people who speak, froward things are people that speak things that they don't need to be disclosing, you know, to others. The worst thing that can happen, I started to say this, but then I got, described it and they finished the statement. The worst thing that can happen in the ministry is someone that has privileged information, like a spiritual leader, like a pastor or someone, you know, that has privileged information during a counseling session, and which is supposed to be something private, and then they go and disclose it under pulpit, you know, because of lack of discretion. You know, and sometimes when you listen to some people preach and you hear them disclosing private information, you wonder, you know, do these people have discretion? Of course not. Now, if they are able to give that private information and shroud it in such a way that is generic and cannot be identified to anybody else, then that may be okay. But sometimes people just talk anyhow and reveal information that they should not have revealed. It's a private information. you know, that is private to you and to the counselor, between you and the counselor. And, you know, the people that have no discretion and people that have no understanding of how to be discreet, well, they are the ones that they are like a news station. You know, unsolicited news is what they broadcast. In fact, you know, such people, if you, you know, want information to be spread around, go tell them something and tell them that they should keep it private. Of course, they're going to turn around and tell it. But that was what you intended anyway. You know, but you tell it to them that, hey, you know, I'm just telling you this, you know, keep this to yourself. Well, they're going to turn around and broadcast it for you. You know, though you say, keep it to yourself. You know, that's how you know somebody that has no discretion. I have no discretion at all. You know, discretion will teach you how to protect private information. That is very important. I wanted to stress on that because it is a capacity that is lacking among believers and in the church most of the time. It is lacking. You know, people just, you know, disclose information unnecessarily that other parties do not need to know. Discretion will keep you from the company of unrighteous folks and evil doers, just like we read in Proverbs 2, 11 and 12. Discretion will keep, you know, talk about even in that same Proverbs chapter 2, verses 15 to 16, it talks about a young man that discretion will keep him from the strange woman. And likewise, the man, the woman from the strange man. You can read that in Proverbs 2, verses 15 to 16. You know, so the same thing, the same information is given in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. It'll give you knowledge. Discretion will give you knowledge to keep you from the strange woman or the strange man, you know, Proverbs 5, verses 2 to 5. It will be life even to your souls, and it give you grace to your neck. That's in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. It will keep you in the way, so that you don't take the wrong turn. That's in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 23. And it will help you, this one I'm going to spend a little time on, it will help you to depart from anger and an angry spirit. Or Proverbs, let's take a look at Proverbs. I'm going to dwell on this a little bit. You know, Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Discretion, the other day I talked about, you know, counsel, use counsel to pick your fights. By counsel, it says, you know, direct your battles. But, you know, here, it's another angle of the same thing. You know, I said before, I know, don't waste your capital on everything, your spiritual capital. There's some things not worth stressing over. Some things not worth fighting over. Discretion is what will help you and cause you to defer your anger. You don't need to fly off the handle on everything. Discretion is what keeps you from that, is what this thing is saying. Sometimes you pass over a transgression. You know, people who don't have discretion, they can never pass over a transgression. You know, it will bother them forever. You know, the offense will bother them forever. But, you know, discretion, sometimes we say, you know, pass over the transgression. which means that discretion would actually remind you to practice forgiveness. That passing over a transgression is forgiveness. You know, sometimes you just overlook it and move on. That's discretion. A person that has no discretion will have no capacity to do that. So you can see how discretion is important. Now, we've all heard about the wisdom, the counsel of Joseph, how he counseled Pharaoh and the other counselors on what to do to preserve life. We talked about that just yesterday in Genesis chapter 41. But one thing we should realize is that it was actually called discretion. You know, even though it was the counsel that he gave. So many of these pillars overlap. You say it was called discretion? Well, absolutely. Let's read it again in Genesis, you know, chapter 41. And let's read from verse 39 to maybe 41. In Genesis 41, we covered this story yesterday. But like I said, you know, some of these things overlap. So, you know, Pharaoh said, you know, when Joseph was talking to Pharaoh after he interpreted the dream, and then he was giving the counsel, you know, of what needs to be done. And this conversation is between Joseph at the time and all the Pharaoh and all the counselors that stood around. You know, and so he said, look, you know, let this thing, if this thing be good in the eyes of Pharaoh and so forth, you know, let him find a man that is discreet and wise and set him up to do this thing. You know, verse 33 of Genesis 41 says, now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man that is discreet and wise. So you see that even the ability for that man to govern that situation that Joseph was describing, to know how to appropriate and how to dish out the food and use, you know, the ability for, it's called discretion and wisdom. And Pharaoh's response was in verse 38, he said, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of the Lord is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. So we see that discretion was actually in play. And by the time that Joseph was governing over all the food supply, you know, he used his discretion. Even when people said, we ran out of money, they used to come to him to buy, to use money to buy food supply in the years of famine. And all those monies that Joseph collected, you know, he had power over all the food supplies. He did it for good at that time. It's coming, you know, a man of vile and stern countenance at the end of the age. It will be the Antichrist who gather off all the resources of the world, but he will not be good like Joseph. Joseph was good, and all that money went to Pharaoh. And when people ran out of Pharaoh, he used his discretion to continue to make more money for Pharaoh. He said, well, what are you going to give now that you don't have money? Will you give Pharaoh, you know, the rights to some of your properties? In other words, you know, will you put up collateral? You know, and he collected, some of them sold their land to get food and so forth. You know, Joseph was using his discretion. And that's why Pharaoh called it, you know, how can we find a man so discreet and wise? So you see that even when you are in charge, when you are in charge of a situation, discretion is what is going to guide you to govern, you know, in a manner that is good in a goodly and godly manner. Discretion is what gives leaders the ability to govern their people in a way that is with empathy and that brings good to the people. It's discretion. Now, leaders who have no discretion, they govern roughly, and, you know, it doesn't end well for the people or for them, you know, at the end. Yesterday, we referred to the story of Rehoboam, who did not use discretion when he had the opportunity, you know, to make life easier for those that came and asked him. Say, your fathers, you know, put these burdens on us. Can you make our burden lighter? They pleaded with him. His father was Solomon. And, you know, he went to the old man. The old man said, yes, do it. Make their burdens lighter and they will submit to you for the rest of their lives. He went to the young men that grew up with him. They said, no, you know, make their burdens tougher and, you know, rule them with stick. There are people who often say these things. There are two ways to appeal to a person. A carrot or a stick. You can dangle a carrot before them or you can use a stick. Well, the old man said, dangle a carrot, show them, you know, favor, reduce their burden. They will owe you. They will owe you one when you do that. They will feel some allegiance to you because you reduce their pain. You can use your discretion to do that. You're in charge. The young man said, don't do that. Rule them with a stick. Why would you dangle a carrot before them? Rule them with a stick. Well, you know, he did not use his discretion correctly. He had the power to use his discretion to either grant the request or not. He did not grant it. He went with the wrong advice and it did not end well with him. His kingdom was split because of that. Parents, when we raise and discipline children, we have the opportunity to use our discretion. You know, you can try to motivate them, you know, by, you know, what they call positive reinforcement. Or you can try to be very stern and brash and rough and deal with them with a stick. But studies have shown that people respond better to positive reinforcement. You have a discretion to do it. You know, when children come to ask for something, parents have the discretion and it's their prerogative to say yes or no. But that's also called discretion. So you can see how powerful, you know, discretion can be all around. Now, you know, so I've talked about using, you know, discretion to help you keep yourself from anger or an angry spirit. Always exercise discretion when you are about to react to something. You have the discretion. You can react, you know, you can never control what people are going to say or do. You know, I mean, that's going to be very hard for you to do that. Even if you are their leader, you still can't control necessarily their actions. But you can control, you have discretion over your own reaction. Can't control what somebody is going to say or do to you. The only thing that you have power over is how you are going to react to what they say or did. And discretion is what will help you to guide your affairs. We're going to pray and say, Lord, give me this pillar of wisdom, which is called discretion in my life, to help me to guide my affairs. All right. You know, and discretion will also bring you into promotion. We see that is what actually you brought Joseph into great promotion. So, like I said, these pillars often overlap. Well, you say, well, but that was counsel. Well, it is, but it's also called discretion. You know, sometimes you see, and even when we get to sound judgment, you'll see that sound judgment encompasses all of these pillars. Sometimes you can't tell whether it's counsel that's being used, whether it is discretion, whether it is sound judgment. And we're even going to talk about understanding. You know, these are all these pillars overlap. You know, so today's lesson, a short one, is on discretion. You know, when you use discretion, and when you have this capacity in your life, it will help you to make the right choices. You carry yourself with discretion as well. You know, somebody who uses discretion, you know, they will stay away from things that they don't belong to them. A man of discretion will stay away from his neighbor's wife. A woman of discretion will do likewise. Stay away from a neighbor's husband. You know, discretion is what guides us from from putting our hand into iniquity. But a man that is void of discretion, you know, somebody that is void of discretion is the one that goes into his neighbor's wife. And it's like taking coals in your bosom. The Bible says, shall someone take coals in their bosom and not be burnt? Can't do it. It will be burnt. And the avenger of blood, it is not going to be easily pacified. You know, so when you take coals in the bosom, you will be burnt. It's like a person, you know, just putting coals of fire, you know, and put it inside their chest underneath their shirt and thinking they will not be burnt, you know, because they had no discretion, you know. Now, some animals that are void of reasoning, that have no discretion, they can't make decisions. Even when we want to use them, we have to put harnesses on them, you know, and jerk them around one way or the other, because they, you know, you can't trust them to use discretion to do the right thing. So when God said in Psalms 32 and verse 8, which we have referred to multiple times, about I will guide you in the way that you should go, and I will lead you with, you know, guide you with my eye and so forth. But let's see what else he says about that. You know, the Psalm 32 verse 8, but we're going to read what next comes after that. So verse 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with my eye, you know. But be not, verse 9, which is right, follows that. Most of the time we don't read that. We just stop at verse 8. Well, it's a God who said he will guide you. God said he will instruct you. But he said, be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding or no discretion, and whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, you know, and you have to jerk them around, and, you know, they can't. If you leave them alone, they won't do the right thing. You know, so, you know, the Lord is saying, look, I will guide you and I will instruct you, but don't be like the horse or the mule that has no discretion and no understanding. You know, so discretion also is the free will to do or take an action in a situation. You know, and we don't let the horse or the mule a free will to do. They put a harness around them, and they, you know, put them, it's almost like a straight jacket sometimes when they tie them into the, you know, carriage that they have to pull. You know, so, but where a person can use your discretion, you know, to make the right choice. And we always, always have a choice. Today, that's going to be our lesson on discretion. It's a short one. By the grace of God, tomorrow we're going to do understanding. That one is going to be a long one. That's why I didn't want to do that today. Right now, we're going to pray and ask the Lord to give us the ability for discretion. Before I do that, let me quickly summarize the things that we have said today about discretion. Discretion, right away, is a pillar. It's one of the pillars of wisdom that we chose for this series. You know, it's a quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense. Use your words with discretion so you don't cause offense. Or you don't reveal private information that should otherwise have been private. Discretion is also the ability that teaches you or guides you to divulge information about a situation or a person only on a need-to-know basis. Think about it next time you want to share something. Do they need to know? If they don't need to know, you don't need to tell them. You know, now it takes an art to figure out who needs to know, but you can practice. You know, think about it before you tell them what you're about to tell them. Do they need to know? If they don't need to know, then don't say it. Now, you yourself practice the same. Do you need to know what this person is telling you at this moment? If you don't need to know, then send them away. And you don't need, I don't need to know that. You know, it's none of my concern. Now, that's discretion. Discretion will teach you how to do that. Of course, a talebearer has no discretion. They will reveal things that were intended to be a secret. And they can, their words will go down like wounds. We read that already. Now, the way to stop a talebearer, we also read, is to have an angry countenance. In other words, when they come to tell you things that they shouldn't be telling you in the first place, show them an angry countenance instead of lending a listening ear. That will stop them. That's the way to stop a talebearer. You know, be cautious and reserved in your speech or your action rather than just doing things anyhow that will lead to regret. You know, the discretion is also the ability to choose what can be done or should be done in a particular situation. The ability to make responsible decisions is also called discretion. And it's the quality of having or showing discernment or good judgment. So we covered all these things and how to guide your affairs with discretion. The best part of it, it says discretion will preserve you from evil. You know, because you will use that discretion to not meddle in something that doesn't concern you. You know, don't meddle in it. So, you know, that is discretion. And, you know, all the other things that we talked about today will lend you the ability, if you learn it well, discretion will learn you, I mean, will lend you the ability, you know, to not meddle in things or not dabble in things that don't concern you, and to not reveal information to somebody else that doesn't concern them, you know. So, you know, it's important for you to know that. You know, and somebody will say something evil, and then they'll say, well, I was only joking. And then they don't have discretion. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17 also says, he that passes by and meddling with strife belonging not to him that doesn't concern him is like taking a dog by its ears. You go and take a dog by its ears, it's going to bite you. So, you know, but discretion will tell you, you know, that's none of your concern. Now, that's not to say that when we see evil, we don't speak up. We covered that the other day, you know, but if you, you know, to people, use discretion. Sometimes people have tried to drag me into things that don't concern me. And I say, it's none of my concern. Two feuding parties, somebody tried to drag you into it, not to resolve the matter, but because they just want to damage the reputation of the other person. I want you to get involved with something that doesn't involve you, and it's none of my concern. Now, if you want me to help resolve the situation, I have to first of all see that whether I am in a position to do that. If I am not in the capacity as their pastor, or I am not in the capacity of a friend to the both of them, then I will earn no respect, if I try to get involved. Sometimes I say, well, it's none of my concern. I'm not in a position to do that. Talk to their pastor or talk to their friend or whatever, or find a mutual friend, and so forth. You have to use your discretion. It's not everything that we need to get involved with. And just because you don't get involved doesn't mean that you have no compassion, or it doesn't mean that you don't have any love. It just means that you are using discretion to figure out what you need to get involved with and what you don't need to get involved with. So let us pray that the Lord will give us discretion. Father, I pray that you will help each listener, myself included, in this room to develop the skills for discretion, that we may know when to speak. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the first 8 verses say there is a time for everything. Discretion is what gives us the ability to know the right time for something. I pray, Lord, that you give us this grace for discretion, to also know how to cover a privileged information and not to divulge it, to also know how to stop talebearers and to not be engaged in that practice of talebearing ourselves, to know how to divulge information only on a need-to-know basis, to understand when to recognize that the other party doesn't need to know, and therefore we don't need to tell them. I pray for grace, because this is a delicate area. Many people are confused about it. Many people will even debate it. But I pray, Lord, that you give us the grace to understand that. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, we thank you for today's lesson. We pray for understanding in all these principles that surround the pillars of wisdom, how to learn how to use them in our lives, and to be guided by these things in our lives for a better outcome, a life of greater quality, and a life that has greater value to our fellow brothers and sisters. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.